You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The Inkatha Freedom Party in eThekwini Municipality will today boycott the Mayor Mxolisi Kaunda's State of the City Address. Kaunda is expected to provide a detailed account of the municipality's performance at the Inkosi Albert Luthuli International Convention Centre in Durban. The IFP says its planned boycott is to express their displeasure with the current administration. For more on this, we join on the line by the IFP eThekwini Caucus Leader, Mduduzi Nkosi. A very good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, sir, and to all of your listeners.
Mr. Nkosi, the IFP has never disrupted the functioning of the council, so why have you opted for this boycott of the Mayor's State of the City Address this time around?
I think everyone knows that eThekwini Municipality have failed citizens of eThekwini, and it is correct that we have never disrupted council, but it comes to a time where we decided we need to show everyone that we are also concerned, like all the citizens of eThekwini, that when Mayor Kaunda always addressing us, he will always promising. If you can follow all his address, you will find that it's one and the same thing that he will say, particularly when people of eThekwini will stay some days, some months, some weeks without water, and you can't, I mean, to relate the situation, whereas we are talking about the city that controls billions. Yeah, my brother, each and every financial year, the city have to borrow over a billion for capital expenditure, but the infrastructure has not been attended to. It collapsed, the city is not clean, there is crime in the city. Now, to us, We felt that it's better to continue engaging with the community outside there, assisting them rather than to stay hours in the council. Yes, of course, we as councillors, we're supposed to be there. But we're asking ourselves why we should be part of spending money and wasting time, whereas we know that there is no change in it. I wonder whether citizens of eThekwini would like to listen what the Mayor Kaunda would say. Because people of eThekwini are now tired of listening to speeches, but they wanted to see change in eThekwini. They wanted to see services being done in eThekwini. We can't afford to let the city, the only metro in KwaZulu-Natal, go down. Because if the metro in KwaZulu-Natal go down, it means the hope of people of KwaZulu-Natal will disappear in terms of getting jobs, opportunity, and opportunities. Things are not okay in eThekwini. It's falling apart, my brother.
Now, the mayor, Kaunda, previously survived a motion of no confidence that was tabled by the IFP. So what alternative recourse do you think or will you take to address the myriad of issues plaguing that municipality? And you mentioned the water crisis, the poor service delivery, and even a rates boycott.
Well, I think those parties that are assisting the ANC, as you correctly put it, so that he survived when we put the motion. And you remember that motion we did not just put because we did not like Mayor Kaunda, but it was during the time where there was a lot of money that was returned to National Treasury, whereas the state of the city is not okay. And we are saying to everyone, even to the ratepayers in eThekwini, let us all ensure that we show the administration and the Mayor Kaunda and all those who are leading with him that they need to change, they need to do something. Because if eThekwini is not doing well, it means the whole of KwaZulu-Natal will not do well. You know, as I see, if metros are failing to render services, what about local municipalities who does not have a bigger amount of money like us as metros? So we are trying to send a message. We are trying to fight for the people who have voted for us, even those who have not voted for us, to say we can't just sit down. You know, because if we go there and listen to Kaunda and try to have an opportunity to debate issues, whether the Speaker will give us that opportunity or not. But the fact of the matter, let us make other means of ensuring that we push these officials. We show everyone in the country that we are concerned, same like the resident of Etegwin, about the state of the city in Etegwin.
Just in closing, on another matter, any message on the passing of the boxing legend Dingaan Thobela?
Well, it came as a shock to us, to me as well. I think we need to send condolences to all the boxers in the country and also in the world. We know how much he contributed to Dingaan Thobela. He was not only known in the country only, but also internationally. So we send the condolences also as well to the families. We wanted to say to young boxers, it's not the end of the career to them, because some of them, I do believe, he was a role model, to them. I think he was also contributing in a different way as we speak to motivate those who are still there. And we wanted to see more Dingaan Thobelas in the country coming up.
I thank you so much. That was the IFP Etequini Caucus Leader, Mduduzi Nkosi.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.